Hey friends, welcome back. Breaking the shame cycle. First off, let me clarify the difference between guilt and shame. Guilt says, I did something bad. Shame says, I am bad. A very stark difference. Shame is associating our identity with our behavior. Shame is a feeling that many of us deal with, myself included, in a very, very big way. It can be paralyzing, because it's not something we talk about openly, and it has the power to cause deep shame in those that experience it. Again, present company included. The shame cycle can be very vicious. It can be deadly. Where feelings that stem from shame lead to more shame until we feel isolated and believing that we are unworthy. So I know clients that I work with, for men, the shame is mostly around the use of pornography. And for women, clients that I work with, is more around food. So we'll start with the men, pornography. Something that I have cut out completely a few years ago, yet it was a very negative addiction that created shame for me. So it looks like this. The behavior. Destructive behavior. It could be pornography, drugs, alcohol, food, gambling, any destructive behavior. Feeling shame and deep guilt and regret about that said behavior, which we proceed to abuse ourselves verbally with negative self-talk. This rumination where we dwell on our mistakes and focus on our destructive behavior, this rumination deepens the grooves, our neural pathways in the brain, because our attention is on it. So where our attention goes, energy flows, and we are just reinforcing that behavior by focusing and ruminating on it. Causing us to feel depressed, isolate. And in the shame circle, a negative feedback loop, to get out of that, to feel better, we re-engage in that same destructive behavior to cheer ourselves up, to get us out of that said, that negative state. So we reinforce the same action, that same destructive behavior, which causes us to feel more shame. And it's a spiral, and it's a cycle, and it feeds off of itself. And for women, it might look like this. I'm having such a good day. Surely one bite of dessert won't hurt. Why can't I stop eating this? I can't control myself around food. What's wrong with me? My day is already ruined. May as well keep it going. I'll start again tomorrow and eat all this food now so I can get it out of my system. I'll start tomorrow. I'm really going to stick to it this time. The effects of shame can be devastating. I know for me, in my shame cycle, it also included promiscuous behavior with women, drugs, alcohol, anything to change my consciousness, my state of being, because I was in so much shame. I didn't want to feel it, so I would use anything in my arsenal, anything in my surroundings that I could get my hands on to change my state, to numb out even more. And that was 8 years ago. Shame can have a very negative effect on both our mental and physical health. Shame can lead to depression, low self-esteem, even suicidal thoughts. It causes us to isolate ourselves from others, disconnect, which only makes the feelings of shame even stronger. In recovery, we say connection is the opposite of addiction. In recovery, we have connection. In our addiction, we have disconnection. Shame can have a range of negative effects. Shame, embarrassment, self-hatred. So, how do we break the cycle of shame? The first step in breaking the cycle of shame is to understand that shame is not our fault. We are not our shame. Shame is simply an emotion that is based on fear or on false beliefs about ourselves. I'm going to repeat that. Shame is an emotion that is often based on fear or on false beliefs about ourself. Once we understand that, we can start to accept ourselves for who we are and realize those false beliefs don't have to control our lives anymore. We can separate ourselves and know that we are not our thoughts. We may not always be able to change the things that cause us pain or feelings of shame, but we can learn how to be happy again. For me, pornography, removing that from my life. Drugs and alcohol, removing those things from my life. Those things that were causing me shame because I was not proud of behavior associated with those things in my life. Those things did not help me be my best self. Those things were not in alignment with my values and highest good. I was completely out of integrity having drugs and alcohol and pornography in my life. Once I removed those things, I could let go of the feelings of shame. And for you, people listening, maybe it's around food. Maybe it's around promiscuous behavior, infidelity, gambling, bullying. Behavior that you're not proud of. But knowing there's a better way. First step to break the cycle of shame. Number one, talk to yourself like you talk to someone you love. I'm going to repeat that. Talk to yourself like you talk to someone you love. If we had a friend in our life that talked to us like we talk to us, they would not be in our life very long. Yet we accept talking negatively to ourselves and treating ourselves like garbage. And it's not okay. And there is a better way. So number one, talk to yourself like you talk to someone you love. You have control. It's a conscious decision in each moment, in each day, to change how you talk to yourself. I love you. God loves you. My friends love you. Saying those things to yourself in the mirror every morning, it's something I still do today. Even if you don't believe it at first, stick with it. Talk to yourself like you talk to someone you love. Change your self-talk. Second step to break the cycle of shame. Reach out to someone you trust. It's that simple. We are only as sick as our secrets. By shining the light of awareness onto your shame, when you bring it to the surface with someone you trust, it loses its power. Let me repeat that. The second step to breaking the cycle of shame, reach out to someone you trust and share about your shame. And start to get honest. Third step, tell your story. Shame cannot survive being spoken. So, very similar to the second step, you reach out to someone you trust, begin the conversation, tell your story. All of it. Shame cannot survive being spoken. For me, the vicious cycle of shame, the downward spiral, the destructive behavior, I was keeping it all to myself. And it got worse and worse. And finally, I got the help that I needed and shared my secret. And it started to lose its power by shining the light of awareness onto it. Every time we share our story, we begin to heal and heal more every time we share the story. Knowing you're not alone, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. On the flip side, three things that shame needs to grow exponentially in our lives: secrecy, silence, and judgment. So on one side of the coin, the destructive behavior that reinforces itself, secrecy, silence, judgment. You're isolating. You're in the darkness. You're reinforcing destructive behavior. You're not telling anybody. You're disconnected. And you're quiet. And you're killing yourself with your negative self-talk, saying, I am bad. On the flip side, we talk to ourselves like we talk to someone we love. We reach out to someone we trust. We tell our story. Shame cannot survive being spoken. Shining the light of awareness onto it is how we start to heal. We can break the cycle of shame and start to feel better about ourselves again. That's the good news. Shame can be paralyzing. It's a feeling. Remember, it is not us. It's a feeling that is separate from us. We are not our feelings. And it loses its power once we talk openly and honestly with someone we trust. It takes time, patience, and effort, but it's possible. Remember, you're not alone, and there are people who care about you and want to help. And if you're feeling lost or don't know where to start, please reach out to me. This is what I do. As a transformational life coach, this is the work that I'm in. Empowering others to take radical responsibility and create new possibilities in their life. Andrew, what makes you an expert in this field? I'm not. But I've been on the other side of this, and it almost killed me. And all the tools and the resources and techniques that I've used over the last 7 years to get from that rock bottom and that darkness is now my greatest asset and brightest light to empower and inspire others. The workshop I'm doing tomorrow night in my Conscious Conversations for Men workshop is around breaking the shame cycle. Conscious Conversations for Men is a monthly event I do here locally in San Diego, creating a sacred space and safe container for men to come together to support and empower one another. Please reach out to me if you want more support, if you're feeling lost, if you don't know where to start. This is the work that I do to empower others, my coaching clients. Go to my website, theandrewschultz.com, Instagram at theandrewschultz, email me, andrew@theandrewschultz. I am here to help. You're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. You're worth it, and you deserve it. And on the other side of the shame is freedom, vulnerability, connection. I am cheering for you, all of you. I appreciate you. If this episode had a positive impact on your life, please share it with those in your circle. That's how we create more positive ripples and impact to more people. I would really appreciate it if you gave me a 5-star review if this had a positive impact and if this touched you and inspired you and empowered you in any way. It is with deep reverence and gratitude. Until next time, friends. Much love and big hugs.